Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So here's a headline. Let's see if we can get all this in. 47-year-old Yaakov Levi was very, very busy on Sunday. In fact, this Florida man in Miami Beach tried to steal a jet ski, got naked, fought with officers, and tried to run away. There was a lot of stuff happening in this area on Sunday. So this Florida man, he tried to steal a jet ski. Then he stripped, exposed himself, fought with police officers while naked, and was was arrested on multiple charges. The 47-year-old was arrested on grand theft, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, lewd behavior, resisting an officer without violence, providing a false name after arrest. So police responded to the beach for a report of a drunk dude who was trying to steal someone's jet ski. It was from a company. The manager of the company, they rent out jet skis. He said he tried to take one from the shoreline, but was not successful. He tried to push it out in the ocean. He was stopping an employee. He then grabbed and broke a paddleboard handle and hit the manager in the back of the head with it. Then he went into the ocean, and then police ordered him to come out multiple times. He gave him the finger, took off his shorts, threw them in the water, and then threw sand at officers. And then the whole time he was making lewd gestures while he was exposed, facing the public to include children. Then they brought him to the shoreline. They didn't exactly say how that was done, where he continued to resist arrest and was punched in the face by an officer so he could be brought under control. Four officers eventually carried him off, and he was hospitalized before being booked into jail. And that's all the information they have on him. I mean, that's a very busy Sunday. A Miami-Dade truck driver stole $168,000 worth of Red Bull. Jeez. Man, three separate thefts from a warehouse near Miami International Airport. Alan Moreno, 46 years old. He was supposed to take all the energy drinks from one warehouse to the distribution center in Fort Myers, but didn't happen. They never made it. I mean, they were worth a lot of money. So it doesn't actually, the arrest report doesn't specify where police think that all the shipments ended up, but he was charged with three counts of grand theft. He apparently is still in custody. He's still in jail, so didn't have one to happen. A Florida man wielded a machete at a bar after his karaoke request was denied, say deputies. A Brevard County man pulled out an 18-inch machete. Travis Jordan, 39, faces breach of peace due to disorderly conduct. It had occurred at Kennedy's Lamp Post Tavern. It was 2 p.m. last Sunday also. He was drunk as a skunk, and he finally did hand over the machete, but he was mad because his request for a karaoke song was denied. I mean, there's other ways to, like, exhibit displeasure, man. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. So Lorraine, who's a contributor at Chapter and Verse, she says every media live stream is watching the same feed of Trump Tower's door. It's true. Every one of them, they're all looking. It's the same shot of the door. The same shot. This is media obsession. They want this. They really want to inflate their own importance. I think this is going to get dismissed, and then they're going to look stupid. They're going to look kind of dumb with all this. Oh my gosh. It's just such a circus. It really is. I saw I'm looking at pictures of the protesters out there. It's literally like 10 to 1 media to protester. or protester to media. It is, there's so many media people out there. I don't know. I can't. I have to tell you, my friend. Now, I think it can kind of go a little bit above and beyond on, you know, you got some people who I don't dislike. I don't dislike Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just think, can we just chill for a second? Can I play it? I don't dislike her because I think you need people like this. And I'm just being real. But, okay, I can't believe I'm on it. Can we play 18? I'm not slamming her, but I got to read you what my friend Dave Burge said in response to this because it's the funniest thing I've read all day. It's the only reason I'm doing it. Play this. This is audio. This is 18.
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested and murdered by the Roman government. There have been many people throughout history that have been arrested and persecuted by radical, corrupt governments.
Who the hell is doing this interview in the car?
Beginning today in
my friend,
New York City.
My friend Dave Burge, who is hysterical. He goes, he's Iowa Hawk on Twitter. He's the funniest person on Twitter. He says, quote, well, I've been arrested more times than him, which obviously makes me the Jesusiest. I don't even know how you say that. Jesusiest. And then he goes, I also have a beard, drink wine, and have done some carpentry. But have you risen? I want to ask him that. I'm totally going to tweet that. Oh, can we? So I'm just saying, let's everyone chill. Let's chill. Let's everybody chill. Okay. Let's not. This has been. It's Tuesday. It's only Tuesday.
It's Holy Week.
This is true.
That explains it all.
I feel like we need some singing monks or something. I don't know. But not like the 90s with the boots and pants. You know what I mean? Right. You know how that was like a big thing in the night? Like what happened? Something happened in the 90s. With like the college 90s kids,
right.
Like all my older cousins they'd be like, oh, have you heard? And they would play music and it would be like there was monks in it. I'm like, what is this? Where's this coming from? See, there we go. Ah, because 'tis Holy Week. That's true. There you go. So see, something like that works. All right. So while all of this is happening, there's some other things that we need to address. Oh, wait, did he get... Oh, never mind that. He's in his motorcade. Oh, the media's freaking out. Trump has finally left the Trump Tower, and he's in the Trump motorcade driving to the Trump arraignment. That's the media. They're all freaking out. So I follow these... I don't follow. I have some columns on Twitter, and I just have media people, like media outlets in there. And... it is, they all lost their minds collectively in it. And they all use the sirens. I can't. The media is just, they're apoplectic right now. They're crazy. Oh my gosh, everybody's, I got to do it. I got to look at it. It's crazy. Oh my gosh, He went and someone's really excited because they got the money shot of him leaving the building. That person's going to make $1 trillion with that video cut. So now we're going to have the aerial. I know, but Dano, there's some important. We're watching the motorcade. The media wants us to be very fixated on this. I mean, forget about the fact that Finland joined NATO. Forget about the fact that the petrodollar is diminishing and that, you know, economically we're under threat. No. It's very important for this motorcade right now. I mean, it's motorcade week. Apparently motorcade Tuesday. All right. So I can't. It's taking everything I have to just keep up the sarcasm and not just collapse in laughter. So now everyone, we're all watching aerial footage of the motorcade. They've street shut down all kinds of stuff. I saw this tweet of this couple. They had scheduled, they were getting married, Justice of the Peace, and it was right next to the arraignment. right next to the room with the, and so they're having a very interesting wedding day. So there you go. That, yeah, everybody out there, someone said there's like 600 people here shooting videos for TikTok. Oh my gosh. All the influencers out there. And there's like maybe, I think most everyone listened and they didn't go to have a protest there because they didn't want to get baited because they knew that, that New York City was trying to bait them into doing something goofy. So it's just the media there hoping to catch something. So I don't know. You're going to know who the Fed boys are. The hats will be brand new. Brought to you by Pfizer. Oh, man. So here in just a minute, we're going to see because they have all the roads shut down. So he's going to get to the courthouse in like a couple, like a second. I mean, they're already at the courthouse. So the motorcade's going to pull up and then everyone's going to go, Trump is leaving the Trump motorcade, stepping out on the sidewalk, wearing shoes. He's going to go into the courtroom building for the Trump arraignment and he's going to touch the door. Someone will touch the door and open it for him. He probably is breathing right here. I mean, just up to the minute. Just, you know, our media. Meanwhile, the Saudi squeeze. Oh, did you guys know that inflation is totally ending, but SNAP spending has doubled? Because that makes sense. Yeah, the federal government spending has soared 40% between 2019 and 2023. I mean, yeah, we had some spending bills related to the pandemic, and yet the spending is continuing. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, food stamps, it's administered by the states. It's funded by USDA and, you know, us taxpayers. It doubled, $63 billion in 2019 to $127 billion in 2023. But, hey, guys, the economy's great. There's all the jobs. Look at them. The economy's great. There's no inflation. There's no bad economy. Inflation's ended. And also, from Reuters, the U.S. manufacturing is nearing a three-year low, casting a shadow over the economy. But, hey, guys, it's great. It's all great, though. Yeah? Everything's good. Wonderful. Shh. Don't what? Pay attention to the motorcade. The motorcade is driving through the streets of New York City, and soon Trump is going to arrive at the courtroom for the Trump arraignment. But wait. SNAP spending doubled to 127, and Biden's telling us the inflation is up. Stop talking. It's the Trump motorcade on the way to the Trump courthouse, or the courthouse where the Trump arraignment's going to take place. I'm trying really, really hard here.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so what was four people found dead near a hotel in Cancun. This was on Monday, according to Mexican officials. The latest bout of violence in the popular tourist destination. Two people arrested for the possible involvement in the deaths of four people, according to the AG of the state of Quintana Roo. By the way, that's where Tulum is. Tulum's in Quintana Roo. All the deceased are Mexican nationals. They said that it could have been, they suspect that it was narcotics involved. But still, good heavens. It just makes people nervous when they're like looking where they're going to go for summer vacation and all that. Federal judges say that they are not going to hire clerks from intolerant and woke law schools. So a bunch of federal judges have come forward saying they're not going to do this. It's like, for instance, those who are at Yale Law and they have all these high profile free speech scandals, like the most recent one in at Stanford. So they said that it's a disruption to the process of law, and they're not going to consider it. Good for them. Apparently, cell phones have altered our brains. BBC has this series where they looked at the first handheld cell phone call made 50 years ago, and they dive into how, for instance, in the U.S., do you know how many times people check their phone a day on average? Adults look at their phone on average 344 times a day, once every 4 minutes, and they spend on average 3 hours a day on their devices. And they say that it's altered our brain behavior, not just because of the hyper-realistic beauty filters and stuff like this on social media, but our attention spans, the way that we read things, the way that our eyes trace screens, everything has been impacted. It's actually, I'll put this in your prep email because it's a very interesting piece. Italy it's the first nation to ban ChatGPT. Now, other countries are also considering it, but they've absolutely have done so. And a Minnesota man died from rabies. He woke up in the middle of the night. A rabid bat was biting his hand. Oh, stay with us. Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With Fast-Growing Trees, 30-day Alive and Thrive Guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. So I tweeted about this last night. Let me pull up my tweet because I remarked on this last night. I thought it was so absolutely ridiculous that it was just wow. So you have, you know, it's March Madness. Well, actually, it's April, so March Madness is, it's not March Madness anymore. Yeah, getting a Final Four. So you have Jill Biden, who, you know, anytime anybody, you know, wins championships, et cetera, you know, they always get invited to the White House, right? I mean, it happened under Trump. Trump had a lot of people that he invited up to the White House, I think. So it was the NCAA basketball championship. Jill Biden was at the championship game. And LSU won over Iowa. And there was a lot of discussion over two players in particular. And there was a lot of fighting about it online. A lot of consternation about this online. So you had Angel Reese, who I guess some people were upset because she and Caitlin Clark were trash talking each other on the court, and they were doing the John Cena, like, you can't see me. Like, Clark did it, and then Reese responded, and then Reese pointed to her ring finger to be like, my championship ring's going to sit here. And everybody from the meathead that is Keith Olbermann, everybody jumped in, and they were, like, slamming Angel Reese for this, which I thought was weird because trash talk on the court, on the track, on the field, wherever, on the pitch, wherever it is, trash talk is as American as apple pie. I mean, oh my gosh, if they think that's the worst of it, it is. Look, trash talk is trash talk, and it is part of sports. And I just don't know why all these people had to get in and jump on Angel Reese for it. Leave this woman alone. Shut up. Now, here's where it gets weird, and here's how Joe Biden comes into it. So Jill Biden wants the champions at LSU and Iowa. She wants both of them to come to the White House. Normally, it's just the champs, right? Well, she wants both of them to come to the White House. And she gave some remarks yesterday, which I thought were kind of goofy because she acted like she was right there fighting for the Equal Rights Amendment and all this other stuff. This woman didn't do anything. She had said, she's like, I know we're going to have the champions come to the White House. I hope LSU will come. And then she goes, you know, I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too, because they played such a good game. They lost. No offense, but they lost. Are we that fragile of a society that we can't stand hurting people's feelings with winning? This is what healthy competition looks like. You know why so many people are messed up today? Because they were given participation trophies. That's why. So she says, oh, well, I'm going to talk to Joe. And Angel Reese retweeted it, and she wrote in caps lock, a joke, and then had the laughing emojis with it. She was the most outstanding player in the Final Four. She's got a lot of attention because, remember, she, the whole thing with her and Caitlin Clark, and everybody decides to light up, you know, Angel Reese. And they said, oh, she lacked grace and victory. And she didn't like grace. That she could have slapped her. She didn't. Good grief, people. Shut up. This is trash talking. I'm so tired of this. And I mean, I think they need to leave her alone. Charles Barkley pretty much jumped on top of Keith Olbermann and beat him to a pulp online. Good. It was amazing. I can't even repeat what Charles Barkley told Keith Olbermann. I can't even repeat it on air. I'll get fined. He basically told him to shut up in an unflattering way to himself. Oh, yeah. All right. And then dressed him down. It was something else. But here's the problem with her with Jill Biden doing this. So it kicked off a whole thing of race, a whole like debate on race. And I mean, it is it was, I mean, it was amazing the way that all these people were like trying to jump on Angel Reese, and then the way that other individuals were defending Angel Reese, and then Jill Biden makes it all worse by wading in, and then everyone was saying that Jill Biden was somehow being racist because she had to invite, you know, the team with, you know, Caitlin Clark, as, and then she just couldn't have LSU there. I mean, she just walked right into it, which is the, I mean, these are unenforced errors. What did she say? She was talking about, let me pull this up. She was talking about, yeah, it was ERA, I think. And she got slammed. I mean, this is, so she was in Denver. And that's when she said, yeah, the LSU is going to get an invitation to the White House. And then, yeah, the Iowa team's going to come too. And, but, you know, the winning team, when you win, you get to go to the White House. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Listen to this. This is audio soundbite 15. This is how it came off. It seems patronizing and fake. Listen to her.
So congratulations to both teams. So I know we'll have the champions come to the White House. We always do. So, you know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too, because they played such a good game. So, right?
Oh, nobody's even going here.
That's sportsmanship. That's good sportsmanship.
No, it's not good sportsmanship. That's being a sissy. You had a team that lost and a team that won. Winners get to go to the White House. The people who didn't win don't. It's not a statement of character. They played a great game. They had a great season, but they lost. That is how this works in our reality. Stop wiping the backside of every single person whose feelings get hurt because of actual reality. This is the way it is. Winners go to the White House. Can people stop acting like it's a personal smear or an impugnation of someone's character to be like, you lost? They lost! And get over it! People who have a problem with that are what's wrong with society. You people are screwing up society. The people who get upset over losing, they played a great game. They get upset over losing, and they think they should be afforded special accommodations as losers. They're victims, so they have a power as victims. You're the turd in the punch bowl of society. You are what is wrong with the world. Stop it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.